Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. This is episode 653. This episode is going out to all you parents out there, particularly moms and particularly working moms, who feel like you are on the treadmill and you're barely keeping up. This came up in a session I had recently with a mom who works full-time and is raising young children and is trying to do all the things. She's trying to be involved in the kids' activities at school, do a good job at her job, take care of her house, be a wife, be a friend, be a daughter, to just basically do all the things. And I can certainly relate to this young mom because I was that young mom for a period of time. I think it's important for us to acknowledge the reality. When we're raising young kids, it's hard. It's a marathon. It is exhausting at times. It is thrilling and rewarding at times. It is worrying at times. I always say it's the hardest job you'll ever do, but it's the most rewarding. And so I don't think we can sugarcoat or gloss over how much work it is, just the pure reality of how much work it is. That's just true. And there's nothing we can do to make that not true. However, that reality doesn't have to pile on layers and layers of stress and make us miserable and resent our life or wish our life away. This young mom said sometimes on super busy weeks when she's in a Monday, she looks ahead and thinks, I just need this week to be over. And I could totally relate to her, and I felt so much compassion and empathy for her because we've all been there, right? When we have too much on our plate and we're staring it down over the next few days and we just want to get to the end of it. But the problem is, if we do that, you know, once in a while, that happens to everyone. If we do that with any kind of regularity, we're kind of wishing our lives away, which really isn't a great way to live. It's not a great way to get a lot of joy and sustenance out of your life. And so I came up with these ideas to try and address the fact that sometimes, especially when our kids are little, and especially if we're also working, life is busy and there's a lot tugging at our attention, our time, and our skill set. And so how do we get through those busier periods of life and not feel worn down and burned out? Well, one of the things that helps you is to be present to the things that you're doing. Instead of just quickly doing a task to get it over with, just so you can get to the next one and check it off your list, what if you actually showed up to be fully present and aware of the thing that you were doing? And the example I can give you is My husband and I have actually been talking about this a lot recently. There's a very talented basketball player on our home team, 76ers, and his name is Joel Embiid, and his nickname is The Process, and I think it's a great nickname. Can we enjoy the process rather than focusing on the results? That's the question. So as my husband and I have been talking about this, he pointed out to me that he feels that I am very good at enjoying the process. And so I started thinking about it over the last couple of days to a couple of weeks. And when certain things happen during the day or I'm involved in certain things, when I see him later in that day, I have been commenting on it because I'm paying attention to what's happening. And some of this stuff I just do almost automatically, but I'm trying to actually understand what it is I do to bring peace and joy to my life and to my days. And I told him one day I try to walk our dog every morning. Sometimes he joins me, sometimes he doesn't, but I really love it. I enjoy being outside, watching the changing of the seasons. I know it's good for our dog, and I try to do it every day. And I probably get, I'd say, over 300 walks a year in, probably. Anyway, so when I get back from my walk, I said to him, I love this time of year because it's June, and there's a neighbor who has honeysuckle growing wild in the side of their yard. And when I go out on my walk, every year I look forward to this time of year on my walks because I love the way honeysuckle smells. And so I know as I turn the corner and I know I'm coming down their part of the street, I get excited because I know for those 10 feet or so where those bushes are growing, it smells delightful and delicious. So I experience so much joy walking by these blossoming honeysuckle plants, honeysuckle bushes. And another time on that same walk, earlier in the walk, when I went out, I noticed that the sky was a technicolor blue. It was so beautiful, and I could not find a cloud anywhere I looked. And I noticed that, and there was a soft breeze blowing, and it was warm. It was a beautiful day. And when I turned the corner, there was a tree in someone's front yard, and there were pieces of the leaves that were bright green. And the way the bright green leaves sat against that deep blue sky literally stopped me in my tracks. I dropped the leash, my dog's leash. I put my foot on it. I stopped right where I was and pulled out my phone and took a picture of it. It was so pretty. I literally couldn't take another step until I captured this moment so that I could see it later on when I wanted to look at it. And so I got so much joy out of looking at that tree against the blue sky. And then I walked by, later on in the walk, I walked by this mom and this little, her little boy who looked to be three, maybe. And she was riding her bike, and he was in front of her on our walking path in the park. He was riding this little motorized race car, and he had a matching helmet that had white stripes on it, just like his little race car. And it was the most adorable thing. And this little boy was zooming down the path, and he just looked like he was experiencing pure delight. And it made me so happy. And when the mom rode by me and my dog, I said, "That is so cool." And she smiled and kept going. So that's an example of taking a walk, which obviously is a pleasant thing, or at least to me it is. So it's easy to find pleasure and joy in doing the pleasant experiences. I experience so many bits of pleasure and joy in this walk. And so when I got home, I was happy, which I think, or joyful, content, peaceful, which I think is generally my default state, unless something throws me out of that state. But I think that's generally my default, at least now at this point in my life. And it wasn't always like that, but it sure is now. But so if it's easy to be joyful and present when you're doing something fun, how do you do it when you're doing like a chore or a work task or something? So let's talk about doing laundry. When I do, I love doing laundry, and I always have. And I know plenty of people who don't like it. And one of the things I like about it, I also like doing the dishes. I don't know. but anyway, one of the things that I love about the laundry, I love the process. I love that at the start, I have this pile of dirty clothes and they're all crumpled up in a pile. And at the end, I have this neatly folded pile all stacked up. But not only that, I love like when I put the clothes in the washing machine and then I pour the detergent into the little container, I always smell the cap because I love the way the laundry soap smells. So I enjoy smelling the nice scent of the laundry detergent. And then when the clothes are done being washed, I love picking each piece out of the washing machine, shaking out the wrinkles, and putting it in the dryer. And then when the clothes are dry, I love folding them. I love feeling, I'm aware of, and I pay attention to the feeling of the warm clothes coming out of the dryer on my hands. I like the way the fabric feels softer. And I like, again, the way the clothes smell. Not only that, but our washer and dryer is off of our kitchen, the laundry room. And I, if it's all at all possible in my schedule that day, I choose to sit in the kitchen to do my work, if it's a work day or what have you, because I love the sound of the washer going back and forth and the dryer tumbling the clothes. I love the sound. So everything, the entire process is joyful to me. I find so much pleasure in doing a load of laundry. And for those of you who don't enjoy the laundry, what if you took a different approach and tried to find the joy and the contentment in that task, or in any task that you don't like to do? I think you will have a totally different experience if you approach it like this. So I explained some of these things to this mom that I work with and encouraged her to try the same thing. And then the other thing that I came up with is that we need to learn how to say no. It's so easy to say yes when someone asks, oh, could you do this? Could you add that? Could you rearrange this? Do you want to come to my house for this gathering or what have you? And my husband and I have friends, a husband and wife, who I don't even know if they planned this, if this is an agreement between them or what, but if you ask one of them, do they want to come to your house for dinner this weekend or something like that, whatever it is, their standard response is, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let me check with my husband. Let me check with my wife and I'll get back to you. We'll check our schedule and I'll get back to you. They never say yes on the spot. And it is so brilliant because when we give ourselves the space between the request and our answer, it gives us a chance to gain some clarity. We're not answering thoughtlessly or answering just out of excitement. We're not answering out of pressure or guilt or anything like that. We're giving ourselves a chance to really consider, is this something I want to say yes to? Does my schedule allow me to say yes to it? Will it take my energy away or give me more energy? Will it be something I will enjoy? Will it be some, is it something I feel obligated to do? I mean, certain things, yeah, I guess if we feel an obligation, we have to do them, even if we're not too excited about it. But how many things do you say yes to that you really would have preferred to say no to if you had a chance to think about it? So the way I would say to bring more joy into your life and to enjoy your life more is to try to be present more often to more moments of your life. And the way to do that is to give yourself some space between the request and your answer, and learn how to be able to say no when you want to, and learn how to enjoy, practice enjoying the process rather than just trying to rush through the process to get the thing off your list. That is my advice for you today. I hope it resonates with those of you who are tuning in to today's episode, and I hope it brings you some real value and brings some more joy into your lives, because you know what? The one thing that we all have a limited amount of is time. So if I can help you to bring more joy to your days, I'm going to call that a win. All right. That's all for today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a joyful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.